to hear all the news, Anne.
The Avonlea set isn't doing too badly, Marilla. Ruby Gillis is counted the handsomest. Mm-hmm. Jane Andrews is head of everyone in domestic science. And Josie Pye is considered the sharpest tongued of all the girls in either year.
What about Anne Shirley?
Oh, I'm happy enough. I'd never admit this to the others.
Go on.
I'm working very hard. There's this scholarship, the Avery.
I remember. The one to Redmond College.
I'm going to try to win it, Marilla. The only real competition is Gilbert Blythe. We're neck and neck in everything. Well, same as when we were 12 years old.
Oh, you seem to thrive on competition.
I suppose I do. One thing about Gilbert, he's a worthy foeman. Marilla, there's something bothering me, and I need to know the truth. Is Matthew still ailing?
He's not been well, Anne. There's no sense pretending otherwise. He's had some real bad spells with his heart, and he won't spare himself a mite. We've got a good hired man now, so I keep hoping Matthew will kind of rest and get his strength back.
I'll try to encourage him. How is Mrs. Lynn?
Oh, Rachel Lynn, same as ever. Whenever I mention you, she rants on about how higher education unfits a woman for her true sphere.
Now that's what I like about Avonlea. Some things never change.
Speaking of Rachel Lynn, reminds me, did you hear anything up in town about the Abbey Bank, Anne?
I heard it was shaky. Why?
Well, that's what Rachel was saying last week. Matthew is real worried. All our savings is in that bank, every penny. Old Mr. Abbey was a great friend of Father's, and Matthew said any bank with him at the head of it was good enough for anybody.
I suppose there's no sense panicking.
I suppose not.